wiping the head and feet. After one washes his left hand, he or she must wipe part of the top of his or her head with the wetness that remains on the hand from washing the other wudu parts. It is not necessary to wipe the skin of the head. Instead, one may wipe the top of the hair. But if one's hair is so long that when combed falls into the face or on the other side of his head, the roots of his hair must be wiped. Also, if due to grease or coloring, water does not reach the hair itself, the skin on the head must be wiped. Bald people must wipe the same area as people who have hair. It is enough to wipe the head a little, but as a recommended precaution, it is better to wipe with the measurement of 3 fingers in width and 1 finger in length. Of course, while wiping the head, one's hand should not reach the moisture that's on the face. Next, one should wipe the right foot, then the left one. The wiping of the foot starts from the tip of the toe and ends at the hump that is on the top of the foot. However, according to the verdicts of some marjas, the wiping should continue up to the point where the foot ends and the leg starts. Widthwise, the foot may be wiped any amount, but it is recommended to wipe the foot with the complete palm. One may start wiping from the tip of any of the toes. It is necessary to start from the front of the toes. Likewise, it is necessary that the hand wipes the skin of the foot and that there isn't anything between the hand and the skin, such as socks, however thin they may be. However, in wudu jabira, one can wipe over the jabira. If someone has an artificial foot, it's not necessary to wipe it. But if there's a little part of his real foot remaining, he needs to wipe that part. One's hand and foot must be still while wiping, and if, for example, one keeps his hand still and moves their head for wiping their head, it is not correct. The place that must be wiped has to be dry. If it is wet, it must be dried before wiping enough that the wetness from the wiping overcomes the wetness on the part that has to be wiped. If it so happens that one's hand becomes dry before wiping, they are not able to make it wet with water that has not been used for wudu. Instead, he must wipe his hand over the face or arms and use the wetness